You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I like reading mysteries. They're fun. Agatha Christie kind of stuff. And, the whodunit. I've even written one or two mysteries. And I'm going to tell you, trying to fool your readers, and if it's a TV show, viewers, into whodunit is really difficult. It's nowhere near as easy as people think it is. And so when we finished last night the 7 episodes of that Mayor of Easttown, I had to chuckle because that's one of those mysteries on TV where with almost every episode, you're like, oh, no, wait a minute. She didn't do it. He did it. And then 30 minutes later, you're like, wait, no, he didn't do it.
He couldn't have done it.
I'll bet he did it. And then, the next episode, you're like, wait a minute. What if she did it? Oh, boy. It's really challenging.
So who ended up doing it?
So what's funny about it is somebody that I thought back in episode 3, I was like, oh, they did it. And then I had my mind completely changed. At the end, it was that person that I thought way back there. But then I completely got hoodwinked into thinking it was some other people. So a round of applause for the people who wrote that TV show. I'm sad that it's over, and I don't know if they're going to do another season or not. Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet has said that she'd be open to it, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. But Jeremy, you ought to make it one of your treadmill shows.
I will. I'll put it in my queue. Well, no, because it's HBO, so I don't have that service. But I'm not paying for another one. Not happening.
Believe me, I feel your pain there. So. Anyway, I just wanted to say kudos. It was fun to finally find out who done it.
That's good, man.
Yeah. So what happened to your house?
Well, we are in full summer landscaping mode. I am going to try to complete all the landscaping at the house. The previous owners had zero interest in the outdoors, and it was a mess. And I just want to, this is summer number 2 there now, where it's just like every day trying to knock stuff out. I want to be done with it because I want to sit on my patio and just enjoy it. So yesterday I moved 5,200 pounds of rock pretty much from the time I got home yesterday until dinner time. So I did that. That's one side of the house. And the other side I'm guessing is going to be about 15,000 pounds of rock because it's a much larger area. So needless
Holy
to
crap.
Say, my wrists hurt today, but good workout. As I'm wheeling the rock back into the backyard via the wheelbarrow, I've got to pass this light pole that is in my yard, and it's the neighborhood light pole. It's every, 7-8 houses or something, you get your light pole there in the neighborhood, okay. And it's owned by the city, and it's really starting to fade, really starting to look bad. It's got some sort, it's like a fiberglass pole or something, so you can kind of see the mesh coming through on the fiberglass. And I want to paint it.
Paint the pole.
I want to paint the pole because it just looks so bad. And I'm wondering if I'm allowed to do it.
Because it's a city thing?
It's a city pole. I went over there and inspected it. I didn't see like any numbers or anything on it because, a lot of times they've got to number them so they can change light bulbs and things like that. And I was talking to my neighbor across the street, my buddy Mike, who's a great guy. He's like, let's do it. Let's get it done. He's like, I happen to have some black paint here in the garage. And
do you need a bucket truck to get up there to the top?
No. So I've got I think it's like a 10-foot extension paint pole that, goes way out so you get ceilings and stuff. Okay. So I'm thinking if we throw a 6-foot ladder up against it with that pole with a little roller on it, I'm going to be able to paint the pole. Now, the thing is I'm not going to paint it bright yellow or orange or whatever. It's just going to be black, the current color of it. But is that something I can get in trouble for doing?
What a great question.
I don't even know who to call for that.
If there's nothing posted on the outside of it, any letters, numbers, codes, or maybe they're there and you just can't see them.
Maybe.
When you get up to the top in a bucket thing, maybe it's got it and you won't see it because you're down there with your extension paintbrush.
It's such a silly thing to be concerned about. But
and
it's
if you ask the city of Littleton, they'll say no.
They'll probably say no.
They'll say no. They'll say, we'll get somebody out there. And then a year from now, they won't have sent anybody
out.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
Out.
It's like, will you then? And then can you do every one of them in the neighborhood? Because they're starting to look like crap. But it is I'm such a nitpicky person when it comes to things outside and how everything looks. And I'm like, this is just ridiculous that I'm going to be getting on a ladder and painting the freaking light pole, you know?
Don't come visit my house.
Am I going to be pointing things out?
You don't have to. We point them out ourselves. Not everything is perfect on the exterior of my home, that's for sure.
I am so nitpicky when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm curious, and you're on the HOA, so you can give yourself approval.
I brought it up at the last meeting, too, and everyone's like, I don't know who to call. I don't know. I'm like,
City of Littleton.
Yeah, it might be a phone call. I'll be sitting on hold for a while today.
And who knows, you might... Well, I was on hold with the IRS yesterday for exactly 1 hour,
Are you in some sort of trouble?
Oh, it's a long story. Flip it. Never mind.
All right.
You might be pleasantly surprised. Littleton might come back and say...
They might do me a solid.
They might hang up the phone and turn to each other and say, can you believe we found some moron who actually wants to do our work for us? I mean, really?
Yeah, they might say, yeah, go for it, man. We've got a lot on our plate.